Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. A few questions there as usual. The only thing is, Owen isn't here.
Aww.
Joe is, though.
I am.
And Ed.
Hello. Sorry, the disappointment was
that,
real.
No. When you, that voice is not disappointing.
And in front of me. That's okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Ed, and I have listener questions.
I thought that was fucking Pat Kenny.
Oh, I'll take that. So we have a couple of statements, lads, to begin with.
You would know all about the statements on the Stala podcast, Ed, because you listen all the time.
I love all the time.
Yeah.
I love all the
time. You love all the time.
And I listen sometimes.
Of all the time in the world.
I'm always loving. Sometimes. Yeah, first time lover, first time listeners. Okay. Brian here. Love the podcast, but Darren near killed me when I was running on the treadmill listening to the podcast last week. And Darren, as he does, come out with his little word two-word joke. He got me good and I bust out laughing when the treadmill was moving at good speed, killed my momentum, and flying off the treadmill, I went. I got broke up. Thanks, Darren.
What was the joke?
What was the joke, though? Didn't I send the joke in?
No. The fact that he almost killed himself on the treadmill.
A two-word joke.
I don't know if it was the... There was never... We were talking about jobs in one of the last episodes, and one of the jobs was the window tappers, and I was listening to it last week, and you were like, that's what I'd like to do, and... It was like, you're not getting woken up, you're doing the waking up, and you're like, oh yeah, but still, I'd love to do that. You'd be just like, girl up, you're aging. That's a little cracker.
Girl up, you're aging.
Girl up, you big dope.
Well, I'm sorry you hurt yourself on a treadmill. Very dangerous things, then.
Oh, dreadmills, I call them. Is that good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
You can take that. Any chance you can give my son Callum a quick shout out? He absolutely loves the podcast. We listen to it every night, catching up on episodes. He found Joe's bike being robbed comical when they asked him to give it back, his watch for the bike back. He's only 10, so sometimes I have to fast forward a little bit if it gets a little rude. He also thinks bonus episodes could be a little longer. A little shout out would literally make his whole week.
Well, no, this one is going to be very short. You picked the wrong one, bud. but how's it going, Callum?
I don't think he doesn't deserve a shout out because he finds humour in my horror.
It's funny, though.
Not fucking funny. I lost my fucking bike.
Look at it from the outside.
He's not going to hear that now because you cursed.
Yeah.
Feck.
Feckin' hell.
Fiddlesticks.
Can we do a censored episode where everything's bleep?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for Callum. So we can listen all the time.
Yeah.
Not nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a man of people.
There'd be a lot of beeping going on though. Just like beep, 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 beep. It'd be like Morse code.
R2-D2.
Yeah. How are you doing, Callum? I'm glad you like the Stala podcast.
Tell your dad not to be going on treadmills anymore. Especially while I listen to podcasts.
It was a different person, wasn't it?
Listen to a few tunes. You don't be laughing at tunes.
I do.
Funny songs.
R-M&M. Ah, that's gas.
Ah, Metallica. Ha, ha, ha. That's funny. Well, I hope that covered everything for you.
Callum?
Not Callum, no. Dylan? No? Where are you?
Give my son Callum a quick shout out. So it is Callum you're talking to, yeah. But Dylan has a message, I think, specifically for Joe.
Oh, here we go.
Tell Joe to stop talking about his Jesus stamina and just run the Jesus marathon if he's able for it. Jesus. Call me crazy, but I don't think a man opening a spice bag food truck is going to be a picture of health and fitness. Gluck.
Jesus.
Whoa. Don't think you have to be. Don't think you have to be a picture of health to run a poxy marathon.
Yeah, for Jesus' sake.
For Jesus. Jesus Mac. Janie Mackers. You don't have to be able to... be fit to run a marathon.
The bonus episode is for questions, not statements.
Yeah.
It would have been called statements episode or something.
Yeah. That can be another bonus episode.
There's another one.
Let's get into the questions then. From Christy. Okay, this is quite an involved one. All ears on deck.
One, Christy.
Here we go, Christy.
From the flats.
Would you like to have a pet grizzly bear who could talk to you, but only you? So here's the pros and cons as I see them. But hoping you can add some. Also, I say pet, but really... he's your pal.
Ah.
Here are the pros, according to Christy. You have a big cuddly bear who can provide good company. He's great crack. Can reach tall things.
Brilliant.
Can fend off any threat.
Brilliant.
And also save the trouble of looking for the jack when changing a tire. Because He'll just lift the car right up with one paw.
Brilliant.
That and many other feats of strength. He can also carry you on his back and get you around quickly because grizzly bears are fast.
Brilliant.
A lot of pros there. Let's head straight into the con section, though. You're the only human he has, and the other bears see him as a traitor bear. So basically, he'll be hanging around with you everywhere you go. And because he can only talk to you, you have to walk around with a grizzly bear and hope that the rest of the world just takes you at your word that he's a friendly bear. I imagine this could be tricky. Also, not sure if grizzly bears shed, but they probably would if they lived in a house with central heating. So he'd make an awful mess, and Joe would go through every one of his hoovers trying to clean up after him. That and the smell. And he's hungry and salmon is expensive. Thanks, lads. Love the podcast.
Well, that's a question, isn't it?
It is a question. Ed, you are right. It was a very involved question.
There's a lot happening there.
There's a lot going on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just want... What's his name?
Christy.
Christy, is everything all right?
Don't think so.
Let us know. Send us another one in. Anyway, we'll answer for now. I'd rather not have a bear around.
Yeah.
Friendly or not.
Is the question, would you like to have a friendly bear?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
He's your best pal. He's more of a friend than a kind of a pet. But there's pros and cons.
So like, all the other bears don't like this bear as well, so they'd be chasing.
He's seen as a sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I just think that'd be just a bit insane.
Like a big dog.
Yeah.
Very big.
Very big. Wouldn't have room in my apartment for it.
Or a car. He's talking about you wouldn't need a jack because the bear would just lift up the car. You'd have to have the bear in the car for it.
Is this just a man in a bear costume?
It's like Tekken.
It's Christy.
It's
Christy in a bear costume. Why didn't you say so?
Say Christy. I'd love to have you as a friend, Christy.
But what you think?
No, I wouldn't. Why the fuck would you want to have a bear? It would be stinking and there's no benefits to it.
There is no benefits. It's just a big, giant grizzly bear following you around. Probably sound and all, but I'd rather, let that happen.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's a no, then.
Oh, a big, fat no, yeah.
Mm. I don't blame you. I'm just trying to think. The size issue is really...
Where's he going to sleep?
Yeah.
On the sofa.
And to feed him is expensive, as he mentioned.
Yeah, all the salmon, yeah.
I'd be just getting tuna. I wouldn't be feeding him the good stuff.
A few biscuits.
Yeah.
Good cuddles, though. I'm just putting it out there.
I'd say he'd stink.
He'd kill you.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't be able to hug a bear.
Well, he's friendly.
He's like Winnie the Pooh.
But he's like, he doesn't know his own strength. He's like Lenny from Mice and Men. He just crushes it because he loves you so much. He's like, oh, I love you so fuck. Now he's dead.
Yeah.
He gives you a big hug with nice intent and then just crushes your back.
Mm.
You're left in a wheelchair. All because you became friends with a friendly bear.
Yeah. Or you know the way a puppy will climb into bed with you during the night? Imagine a bear did that and just lay on top of you and suffocated you to death.
He'd be bigger than the bed.
Yeah.
He'd be sweating. My apartment's already warm. You know? Can't get my apartment killed. No vents.
Yeah. You're probably not allowed bears in your apartment.
No.
Be one of the rules.
You're barely allowed a dog.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed a dog. So I don't think you'd be allowed a bear. And I'm not paying for salmon.
I doubt it.
He'd eat the turtles.
One to a turtle.
Turtle.
Yeah, he'd eat him.
Did we establish if the bear talks?
Oh.
There's no mention of it.
What's he like, fucking Ted or something?
Is he good crack though?
If
just
he could talk.
He talk.
If he could talk.
Hey, Johnny. Hey. Just Peter Griffin, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a no, I think, is it? From both of
you? It's a no.
It's a no, yeah.
Two thumbs down, Chris.
But I appreciate it. Send more questions in like that. They really get us thinking.
Sort of give us pause for thought.
Oh, no. Ed.
Oh, I'm
Ed.
I can edit that out.
The treadmill one was good.
Oh. Let's move swiftly on to Jay. Which of you do you think would have the best chance of doing something worthy of a National Geographic documentary? Like if right now you both stood up in the studio and said, right, first one to climb a mountain or reach the bottom of the sea in a submarine wins, who's going to get it done faster?
I'm losing that. That's a fact.
A National Geographic documentary.
Does that have to be about mountains and shit?
Well, I think he just chose those examples, mountain
like Shark
high,
Week,
river,
maybe.
River deep, but it could be anything. That would
Man
versus
on the National Field, is that on National
No.
No, that's on, what's that one?
Bravo or something. No, I can't remember the name.
Bravo.
I don't know.
That's on Dave,
yeah.
I'd like to visit every country in the world. Is that a thing? Has that been done before?
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Attenborough done that. Fuck. I think he does that every year.
He's just constantly moving around the globe. He's never at home.
I don't think I'd be a value to the National Geographic Channel, to be honest.
It would be entertaining, though.
Like fucking Carl Pilkington or something like that.
Yeah, it'd be entertaining.
If you were to combine Christie's question, be the first one to climb a mountain
with a friendly bear.
With a friendly bear.
Yeah, or just have a friendly bear.
Said, live on bear. His back.
No, I don't fucking want the bear, to be honest with you. So
I have a bear.
I'll have a bear.
That's a friendly bear.
I'm considered a bear in the gay community.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, because I'm kind of fat and furry.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's a strong look I have in that situation. So I don't know if Chrissy's referring to...
To a gay man?
A gay hairy man, in fact. Gay hairy man.
That's really good at changing tyres.
Yeah, very strong they are. They tend to be very strong.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, got to get yourself a bear.
Yeah.
Now that changes things, does it?
A little bit. A little bit.
There we go, Christy.
What about the National Geographic Channel?
If you had to do something, if I had like $1 million to offer either of you.
Well, he said here,
what would you do?
What's the chance of his doing something wordy? Who would do something wordy out of both of us?
Did you ever see a man that jumped from space and parachuted? I'd like to go higher than him and do that. Just a little bit higher. Just to beat him.
Yeah.
Why not?
A couple of inches.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
If you jumped from the moon, could you reach Earth? Got the trajectory right. Like.
Oh, what, a parachute?
Yeah.
I think the parachute would probably just like disintegrate, wouldn't it?
You wouldn't release the parachute until like you got into the atmosphere.
You have to release it. That's a part of the bonus episode. You have to release it at the moon.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to jump from higher than your man, where your man came from. Because he was still in Earth's gravity. I want to get out of Earth's gravity and like space swim.
I don't know how you move in space. That transition from space to like Earth.
We do that.
I want to see that.
We'll do a tandem skydive.
I was going to say, tandem be good, wouldn't it? Record a podcast on the way down.
Yeah, because it'd take a while.
It'd take a while.
Would it?
Yeah.
How long would it take?
How long did it take you, man? Took him like, just
look it up here.
I want to say 15 minutes. Took him like 15 minutes to keep falling.
Fucking 15 minutes from...
Falling for 15 minutes. He'd be wrecked.
From the moon, like.
Oh, well, from the moon, it'd be a bit. A
couple of years.
But the space station, like jumping from the space station. Like a good push. You'd have to give me like a head start push because otherwise it'd just be floating towards...
Would you not just float though?
You'd float until you entered the Earth's atmosphere.
Imagine you just floated towards the sun.
Imagine you missed the Earth and you just went, oh, bollocks.
And you're just going by it, looking at the Earth like, ah.
Here we go. Baumgartner was the man.
Yes.
He began his descent back to Earth and reached a record speed of, 843.6 miles an hour.
Miles?
Yeah.
That's over like 1,000 kilometers an hour, is it?
He fell back to Earth after... I'll give either of you, or both of you, a guess. How long did it take for him to drop?
I thought it was 15 minutes or something like that.
Go on. Darren? You know, you're traveling at 843 miles an hour.
I'm going to say 10 minutes.
4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh.
I win. I get the documentary on the National Geographic Channel.
That is absolutely insane.
Isn't it?
It's very short.
You barely have time for a Taylor Swift song on the way down.
Yeah.
Which is, you'd slow it down to get to the end of it. Like, but 4 minutes, 20 seconds, and that, you know, it's 840 miles an hour he was travelling.
Bloody hell.
Is he screaming?
Ah, no. I wouldn't say
that. Can't scream in space.
But in his helmet, is he going...
Yeah. The G-force alone from that. I'd he say, was like, oh, bollocks, like his skin would be hanging off his face.
I'd say he's like, oh, that's the noise.
Ah, Jesus.
What noise do you think he'd be making?
Ah, I'm falling.
Jeez. Are you still going with the force one that you made?
I went,
I'm going to change
You couldn't sustain that. You couldn't sustain
four
that.
4 minutes.
For 4 minutes.
Could I'm going to change fuck, one. Fuck.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
No, it's too much. Like, he'd start singing a song or something.
Yeah. I'd be whistling.
Free Falling by Tom Petty.
El Tom Petty, what a man. So what do you think? I think we'll give Joe the documentary because I think he'll do it justice, falling from space
to Earth.
I'd watch
from the space station. I'd fucking watch that.
I'd watch that.
I'd get the popcorn and all.
people would be praying that the parachute didn't open.
But could you do it while eating a spice bag?
This is it.
Good marketing. And you land on the bear. He saves your life.
He catches you.
Yeah, there we go.
He catches you.
Perfect ending. That's it.
Is that the last question?
That's the last question.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, everyone, for sending in a question. If you have more, send them in to stall@goloudnow.com. And we'll talk to you when the main episode comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah. And if you don't listen, that's okay too.
Because Darren will jump through your window at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I will. I'll jump from space into your window at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Nice throwback.
Get up. Get up out of that bed.
Yeah, dope.
All the best with the rest of it.